one time, it has quite the kick.
Get out of the way. knows all.
Willie knows.
Hey.
You sure?
Yeah,
it was
like...
Oh, Leanne knows. Ain't you? Oh, yes.
Dunder Rocket.
Dunder Rocket?
Afsteken.
Zo'n die stok.
Met baat.
Moet niet doen.
Maar wij gaan het doen.
Experimentele.
Goddamn time, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
This.
enemies. Break, break. Break. Thank you. sure there is going to be more than one unpleasant surprise before we're done.
Radio 1.
Hola. Oh my goodness me, that's Them Ranch on Orange Records from an LP called Medium Rare. That was Tune Up. And I have to admit that I'm a very tired lad because I've driven up from Barcelona in 2 days, spurred on all the way, of course, by the thought of tonight's Bell and Sebastian session, their first in heaven only knows how long. We've been waiting for this for a couple of years or more. And the first tune will be coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes' time, I think. As I say, we've driven up from Barcelona in a couple of days. This morning we're up at 4:45 to catch the ferry from Caen to Portsmouth. Had to endure the traditional ordeal by French school children on the ferry, about 100 of them, as hateful a group of people as I've ever encountered in all of my life. And the pig and I demonstrated the movability that you'd associate with the glorious Gloucesters at the Imogen River. We thought, we're not going to be driven out of here by these people, so we just sat there and they gave us hell, let me tell you. Anyway, but Barcelona, bright lights, big city, no question.
Gone to my baby's head.
Never less than utterly fab. That's Jimmy Reed from Millions of Years Ago and Bright Lights, Big City, Gone to My Baby's Head. And the first from Bell and Sebastian coming up now. We have, as I said, waited for this session for quite a long time. And, of course, Bell and Sebastian, as you know, like to surround themselves. Well, I mean, they don't like to, but I mean, it's in their nature to surround themselves with a certain amount of mystery. So we're going to continue that, and I'm not going to give you the titles of the tracks. No, just being crazy, actually. This is called Shoot the Sexual Athlete. I promised I wouldn't talk over the end of these. That's Shoot the Sexual Athlete, the first tonight from Bell and Sebastian in session, three more to come. And somebody sent me a whole bunch of go-go records from Washington, D.C., I think possibly on the instructions of my friend Tom Roach in Georgia, who's going to stay with us later this week. That's interesting, isn't it? This is from Rare Essence.
This is his sound here. This is his jam with my man Mix.
Yeah!
Yeah! With my man Big Mike from the 5-0 crew. Where your mic?
Come on!
Shannon, what's your name, bro? Sweet Bonita in here.
Yeah,
we got Lisa. Yeah, we know Sweet Lisa. Park Road. Say my baby.
Yeah! Come on! Come on!
Happy birthday, Lisa. Yes, indeed. Also, we got Sweet Pussy and all the crew.
Sugar Daddy, yo! Come on!
Don't wanna blow the world.
Cuts off just like that because it's part of a continuous mix by DJ Cool, spelled with a K, from an LP, The Best of DC Go-Go, Volume 2, Gimme That Beat, which is on, hold on a second, what record label is that on? Let me tell you, it's on Liaison Records, and it's one of about a dozen that have been sent. It's the only one I've had a chance to listen to, because, of course, we weren't just having fun in Barcelona, as you can imagine, work was being done as well, and as we were driving to and from, we had 4 days to drive down there, the pig and myself, and 2 days to get back, which is why, if I sound tired, that's the reason for it. But as we went, of course, with the programme in mind, as it is at all times, we were timing records and jotting the times down and deciding which tracks we should play in the programme and so forth. And a lot of those will crop up in the course of tonight's programme. In fact, here comes one of them now, because one of the nicest people, one of the first people I did too, that we bumped into in Barcelona is a fellow called Eric, and he runs a record label called B-Core Records, highly respected in its area, I believe, and he's also in a band called The Unfinished Sympathy, and he sings and plays guitar and writes the tunes. Here's one of them.
Together.
Catalonia, that's Unfinished Sympathy from an LP also called Unfinished Sympathy. That's on B-Core Records. And they're coming over to this country sometime later in the year. We may try and get them in to do a session when they do. That track was called Convinced Lamarchist, and I thought it must be something to do with Lamo, a kind of tribute to the great man. But it turns out that Lamarck, and I should know this, but obviously, you know, just no level boy, really, was some kind of precursor of Karl Marx. I mean, there will be people listening to this programme who've been doing this sort of thing in exams and stuff and know all about it and will send us a great deal of rather boring information on the subject to john.peel@bbc.co.uk. And here's an email from a few days ago, actually, from Annie Saw, saying, I wonder if you can help with a small query. What's the surname of the Radio 1 DJ in the 1980s called Gary something? This is driving us mad. Looking forward to your help, if possible. That would be Gary Davis, almost certainly, I would have thought. And I don't know why you're tittering there, but young women used to hang around the entrance to Radio 1 just to catch a glimpse of Gary as he went in and out. And I was obviously going in and out myself from time to time, and I was always being stopped by people who'd say, can you tell us what time Gary Davis is coming in, please? And I'd say, well, no, to be perfectly honest. You know, we don't really share an awful lot of secrets and we don't live together or anything, so I can't answer that question. Oh, you just won't tell us, will you? And they used to get fantastically angry. Anyway, there was a record auction at Sonar, and I went round it twice, actually, and tried to acquire records for nothing, and by and large failed in this, but I did get one or two. And this is one. It's from our own Integral Musique Promotions Company, and it's from a sampler that they put out, I think probably especially for the event. This is by Richard Turner. This is from an Integral Music promo CD from the Sonar Festival. You probably know it already, actually. It has no title, though. It's by Richard Turner. Now, in about 10 minutes' time, while we're playing the next Bell and Sebastian track, we're going to have a competition for people to win 4 pairs of tickets to their Albert Hall gig on Friday, June the 29th. And I won't tell you what the question is. Obviously, that'll be, you know, a little premature, but I didn't know the answer to it myself. But I'm assured that Bell and Sebastian buffs will know instantly what the answer is, so we look forward to that, sort of. This is the Preston School of Industry. I was going to read another email of this. Oh, yeah, before I play this one, this is Dan, unpronounceable name, and he says, I think Pavement's band have made great use of this programme, often playing fantastic songs that were never subsequently released. I'm lucky enough to have bootlegs of these shows. The police are on their way, Dan. My question is, are there any plans to release a live at the BBC Pavement album? I think that some of their best songs should finally get a proper release. Well, it's something over which we have absolutely no control at all. It requires some sharp entrepreneur to come along and decide to do it. And sharp entrepreneurs we are not. so perhaps it will happen. But of course, obviously, it requires Pavement's permission. And quite often it's a fact that these things are not given. And here's a former member of Pavement. Sounds as though they're singing about Saltaire, but they're not.
Did you get the nerve?
That which was lost is found. The Preston School of Industry, that's from their forthcoming LP for Domino Records, All This Sounds Gas, and that was Solitaire Blouson, I suppose. And an email from Stuart here, and he's in a band who play in Ipswich, and he needs a drummer, and he says, we play mostly original material, influenced by the likes of Sonic Youth, Pixies and the Velvet Underground. We're currently aged between 17 and 21, as I was once, although any prospective drummer does not to be of any particular age. Well, there's my opportunity. I'd be very much obliged if you'd relay my request on air. Stuart. Unfortunately, there's no kind of address or anything that I can pass on, Stuart, for anybody in the Ipswich area who's anxious to drum for you. Your email address, though, as I'm sure you know, is s.arnott, A-R-N-O-T, at talk21.com. That's s.arnott, A-R-N-O-T, at talk21.com. If you want to be a drummer with this unnamed band. Right, this is Bonnie Billy, as he's recently become, and another cover version, too, and an elegant one. This is A Dream of the Sea.
I had a dream of the sea. All the creatures were screaming to be free. Churning as the blood runs from the depths. And all the while beside me you slept. Well, I'm afraid all the time you reach for me, dumb and blind. And I can't see beyond the rage. This
sorry for what you've done.
That's Dyke House on Planet Mew Records, an LP called Dynamic Obsolescence, and Humid Easel Hockey is the title of the track, which, as I may have remarked before, does sound like something Mark E. Smith might have written. I mean, the title, anyway. Before that, it was Bonnie Billy, Will Oldham by any other name, and that's on the Temporary Residence label, and it's called More Reverie, which is spelt incorrectly, The Dream of the Sea, or A Dream of the Sea, which was originally done by the Renderers. Whatever became of the Renderers, they had at least one great LP. Anyway, to our exciting Bell and Sebastian competition, but before I ask you the question and challenge you to ring or email us, Lynn's information about the band. It says, this is the long-awaited, in brackets, 3 years new Peel session from Bell and Sebastian. All four tracks are brand new and will not feature on either of the two EPs the band are releasing this year. The new single, Jonathan David, came out yesterday. The band are currently on tour and still have a couple of days left, June the 29th in London at the Royal Albert Hall, and we're about to give away four pairs of tickets to that. And on August the 4th, the Benicassim Festival in Spain, which we can't go to for some reason. I've forgotten exactly why, because we've just come back from Spain and we can't go twice in 1 year. Pity, really, because I thought it was excellent. Is Benicassim far from... I always want to call it Casablanca, which it clearly isn't. Barcelona. If so, an event in Casablanca, that would be something. Anyway, Barcelona. It's nowhere near there.
It's not far from it.
Not far from there. OK, next year then, eh? What do you think? Right, where are we? OK, it's competition time. OK, Friday, June the 29th, four pairs of tickets, the Albert Hall. And we're going to take lots of names and then get Maz and Marianne Hobbs to draw out the names of the winners towards the end of the programme, just to keep the tension up and to keep you listening, frankly. That's the kind of ruthless swine we are. The competition, if you want to ring in with the answer, it's 08700 100 100. If you want to email, it remains john.peel@bbc.co.uk. Hold on a second while I clear my throat. What is the name of the French author who created the original characters Belle and Sebastian? That's the only... And I'm advised that you will all know the answer to this question. As I said, I have to admit that I didn't, but there you go. What's the name of the French author who created the original characters Belle and Sebastian? Phones